Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Nerd and Out 2 podcast. We're on episode 19. No movie today. No movie to review. Just a movie to preview. And that movie is Avengers Infinity War. We made it, guys.
What the?
We made it. We're here. We're here on that big old preview show. Probably one of 1,000 podcast previews for Infinity War. So if you chose us, thank you. I feel honoured.
That's true, actually. But there's like way more preview shows for this than there is a series of podcasts for.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I've seen loads of random ones just popping up.
Like, there's going to be like 100 a day for like the last 2 weeks.
So why are we doing one?
Because if you've been listening along, I think it's cool to get to this point where we've re-reviewed every single MCU movie from Iron Man all the way through to Black Panther, and here we are. It would be wrong not to do Avengers Infinity War preview show. So anyway, as always, I'm back with my wife Jade and my brother Matt, and well, I just explained what we do. We go back, rewatched all of the Marvel MCU movies. We've done it. We completed the marathon. Yeah. Go us.
when did we start?
Took a while, but we got there.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long has it taken us?
December the 11th, I believe we recorded. And because we had no idea what we were doing, the episode didn't come out till December 12th. But, yeah.
I suppose it works out about 20 weeks, would it? We had a couple of weeks off, didn't we?
Yeah. We
4 months.
Yeah. I'm watching one a week with, like you say, a week off here and there. Because we're lazy and like to take holidays. Just a bit of a warning on that front. We will probably be taking a week or two off after Infinity War, just to cool off a little bit.
figure out what we're doing next.
And decide what we're going to do next, yeah. But that's another conversation for another time, because right now our conversation lies purely on Infinity War. Just to give the listeners an idea of sort of the plan for today. We're just going to go back and look over our scores that we've given very quickly and just sort of go over, is there anything we would change? We're not letting it be a change. We're not going back and editing, but anything you would change, anything you were surprised about, and then we're going to sort of do a prediction game between me and Matt, where Jade's going to be the mediator to make sure that we don't get too competitive.
Too passionate.
Yeah, and maybe call us up on things if we're not allowed to do it. But yeah, I'll explain that as we get to it. So, yeah, let's jump straight in then. We finish our list, our big old list of 18 movies, 18 MCU movies. Let's quickly run through them. I know we usually do this at the end. It might be easier to run through it now that you've got a bit more energy at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll start with mine. For once, going backwards, I'm just completely messing up the order. We're doing the lists first, then I'm doing my list first. This is a crazy podcast where anything can happen. We're in Bizarro world. But anyway, yeah, my list was starting from the bottom was Iron Man 2 in 18th place with a 7.5, and then Thor the Dark World with a 7.8, Incredible Hulk with an 8 out of 10, Iron Man 3 with an 8.2, Ant-Man with an 8.25, First Captain America with an 8.3, Doctor Strange with an 8.4, the first Thor movie with a 9, going into my top 10 was Avengers Age of Ultron with a 9.1, Iron Man surprisingly finishing 9th place with a 9.3, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was a 9.4, and lots of 9s, says a lot of what I think about the MCU, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 was a 9.5, Spider-Man was a 9.6, Ragnarok with 9.7, Captain America the Winter Soldier at 9.75. That's because I wanted Ragnarok at 9.7. And my top three was Avengers in third place with a 9.8, Black Panther with a 9.9. I think that was my biggest surprise. And Captain America Civil War with a 10 out of 10. I'm not overly surprised by my list, I'll say. Before I go into things that I might change or, you know, was surprised about, is there anything on my list that you guys were surprised about?
Nothing overly that I look at.
I'm surprised Sometimes Iron Man is quite low, but we explained that.
What, the first Iron Man?
Yeah, but Phase 3 was just so fucking good.
Intense.
Yeah, look at like the films above it and I could think, yeah, they are slightly better. I understand why.
But like starting out the podcast, if you'd said you're going to end up with Iron Man at 9, you'd be like, yeah, right.
I know, right? I kind of agree with what you guys are saying. It's kind of sad to see Iron Man in ninth place because it's one of my favourite movies ever. I mean, 9.3 out of 10 is a pretty strong score to give something. And yeah, like you guys say, it just speaks volumes. Speaking of volumes, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 being that high up is a massive surprise to me, because before this podcast, if you asked me to put together a list, I already had a rough idea of my list sort of in my head anyway, hence the reason I went with Captain America Winter Soldier at 9.75. That's all because I always had Ragnarok in my head as a 9.7, and that never changed. But Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, for some reason, I always had that in my head as like an 8 out of 10. Like, it just, I remember thinking, not as good as the original, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think that's my influence, because I'm so overly enthusiastic about it? Maybe,
but I just feel like when we watched it back, I really appreciated what they were trying to do with it, and it then also reminded me how much I enjoyed it the first time round. Yeah. And it completely changed my opinion on it, talking about it. The same with Black Panther. Black Panther's always been a high movie for me, but I've always sort of seen it as a somewhere between a 9.5 and a 9.7. I would never have put it above Avengers, I don't think, especially not the first time seeing it. But again, rewatching it and talking about it for an hour and a half with you two made me realise, actually, this movie was huge for me, and I loved it, and I loved everything that they... Well, just go back and listen to the last episode. You'll get an idea of what we thought of Black Panther. But yeah, just at a glance, I think Guardians Volume 2 and Black Panther were the surprises for me. That I didn't think I'd go that high with them. I also didn't think I'd go that low with Ant-Man, weirdly enough. Ant-Man I always remember really fondly. I think it's just because you think of Paul Rudd and you think of Happy Times. Yeah. And... But then you actually think about it and you compare it to everything else. And he's just, you know, Ant-Man's just sitting there above Iron Man 3 and below Captain America First Avenger. You know, that's not a... It's a fine place to sit. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I always kind of imagine that being a bit better. But other than that, I've always seen Iron Man 2 and Thor 2 as sort of the two weaker ones in the MCU. So it didn't surprise me that they're at the bottom. Thor is another one, actually. The first Thor movie, I always... Especially after Ragnarok, you kind of remember the first Thor movie as being a lot weaker. But rewatching it again just reminded me of my love for that movie. And again, the love for it the first time I saw it. So, yeah, that's pretty much me reviewing my list. Jade, do you want to do yours next?
If you read them out.
I will read it out. It would be wrong to break that tradition now, wouldn't it? Bottom of Jade's list in 18th place is Hulk with a 5 out of 10. Reading up from there is Thor the Dark World with a 6 out of 10. Doctor Strange with a 6.4. Iron Man 2 with a 6.5. Avengers Age of Ultron with a 6.6. Captain America First Avenger with a 6.7. Iron Man 3 with a 6.8. Ant-Man with a 6.9. Iron Man with a 7 out of 10. That's 10th place, so going into the top 10. Thor also with a 7 out of 10. Captain America Winter Soldier with a 7.8. Captain America Civil War with a 7.9. Avengers with an 8 out of 10. Going to Jay's top 5 was Spider-Man Homecoming with a 9 out of 10. Black Panther with a 9.2. Thor Ragnarok with a 9.3. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 with a 9.5. And of course, Guardians of the Galaxy with a 10 out of 10. Anything you would change on that, Jade?
I'd push all my scores down a bit. Hang on a minute.
Well, somebody's burnt out by this podcast.
No, hang on. No, what I meant to say was, because my sixes are just insane, like everything's within a six pretty much, I probably would have given some of the scores.
So in about like giving Hulk a lower score so it's more spread out.
Yeah.
But so you would think of going with those movies in the lower half of your list, you would think about moving them
to like four
down. Just very quick.
To be honest, I wish we could just do this in order and not just give it a rating out of 10, because the rating out of 10 isn't,
you.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not like independent of, no, so the way we've done it, it makes it independent of the actual feeling of the film, whereas I just wanted it to be what is our favourites in order, but it's been slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I would rate all of these differently. I'd probably give like 10 of them a 9 out of 10, do you know what I mean? But I can't, because it's got to fit within a list.
I get you. And that's
let's ignore
do.
Like the scores and say, would you change any of the order?
Yeah, change the order. No, because I knew Guardians was always going to be at the top. I knew the latest two, Ragnarok and Black Panther, would be at the top, near the top. I know you knew Hulk would be bottom. Doctor Strange, I think I probably would have put higher, but I couldn't. I remember that episode and I was like, oh, why have I got to put it so low?
Yeah.
It's because I couldn't fit it in any other six or even higher. So I would put Doctor Strange higher. But then I love Thor, so I wouldn't have moved that one difficult.
Yeah, looking at your list, like, to me, the surprise is Doctor Strange. Yeah. Like, you know, third from bottom. Like, we talk about how strong Phase 3 is. Like, that is... I still can't believe that.
And yet that would be a 9 out of 10 film for me.
Yeah, but would it be, though? Because, like, you say that, but...
Like, if I just went off pure enjoyment of a film, then Doctor Strange would have been a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, but you wouldn't move it.
I wouldn't move... I'd have to move the order, yeah. I'd move the order, but I would have...
Oh, so you would move Doctor Strange.
I would have, like, 1 to 16 as probably, like, a 9 or a 10 out of 10. And then Thor 2 and Hulk as the bottom.
Well, if you look at my list, I pretty much did that. Look how much I squeezed into
your
9.
Your top 11 is all 9s.
Yeah, exactly. And I probably should have done that, but...
Like, you do what you want. I mean, the whole we've said this from the beginning. The whole point we wanted you on the podcast as almost an outsider to what is the hardcore love for comic book movies is to get that sort of different viewpoint on it. Like, you love these movies and you've always been a fan, but you're not, like, as balls deep into it as me and Matt.
Yeah.
So it,
and
it
again,
is interesting.
I think I rate them. I would have rated them based on the film alone, not the order of how. Like,
oh yeah, I forced you into this list. You nothing wanted nothing to do with it.
I don't like fitting in boxes.
To be honest, I'm not sure how I've gotten away with this. I've managed to get Jade to sit through and watch every MCU movie and get her to rate and review. I don't care if anyone listens to this. It's just something I've always wanted to do with Jade. So, you know, I've got away with this one. Eh? Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there's nothing you would change order-wise?
Other than Doctor Strange. But then, that still makes me...
Because you're saying that you... Iron Man 2 for you... was a more enjoyable watch than Doctor Strange. You know this is the only thing I've got beef with. and I've not been able to let it go.
Honestly, like, from Spider-Man at 5 to Doctor Strange at 16, I could interchange pretty much all of those films.
Depending how you feel on that
day. Yeah, yeah. So, Doctor Strange is actually a 4 for me. Like, do you know what I mean?
So, basically, what you're trying to say is that the order on your list comes down to...
Just where I had
Matt
to fit it in.
Me and Matt forcing you to make the list.
Not my enjoyment of the
film. Okay. Interesting. Anything else you want to touch on your list before we move on to Matt's?
No. I've left a bit of a gap at the top for Infinity War, so...
Yeah, we haven't done that. So, spoiler alert, me and Matt could be going above a 10.
We might have to.
No, yeah. you always told me I wasn't lied to for Guardians, so you're not allowed to go.
Actually, what I will say before we move on to Matt's list, I was surprised how many films fell into a 9 upwards. Because I even thought, like, even though I know you love...
Yeah.
Especially when we started this podcast, like, I know you love these movies, or, you know, at least like most of them. But I wasn't sure to what extent, really. Yeah. And when we started this, and I'm like, oh, you know, Iron Man 1, 9.3 out of 10, this is one of the best. And you're like, yeah, 7. I was like, oh, it's gonna be like that, is it? Which is cool. But then, like, that went on for a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't till Guardians where you went from, like, 6s and 7s to, 10. You were the first one to get
but,
a 10.
Like, I always knew that because regardless of the Marvel franchise, Guardians and Guardians 2 have, like, some of my favourite films of all time, of, like, my whole life, so I knew that they'd be right up there.
Yeah, and I knew that does not surprise. I would have been more surprised if Guardians 1 and 2 wasn't number 1 and 2 for you, but I'd be massively surprised if that wasn't the case. But I'm just damn surprised that Black Panther and Spider-Man sit underneath it in the 9s.
Mm.
You know, that's...
But they are just...
pleasantly surprised.
Again, they're just brilliant films, like, and this, like you say, you want the outsider view, not the Marvel fan view. They are just really good films.
Which makes sense as to why... the ensemble movies for you are way lower
down. Yeah, because they don't mean much to me, really. It's not like a great big, oh my gosh, when like people are brought together again.
And
I just like the films.
And I don't think you're alone in that. I mean, you only have to look at the success of Black Panther at the box office to know that you don't need an ensemble movie to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've managed to pass pretty much every MCU movie, including Avengers, I think.
Do you think that's a bit of a bandwagon? Or do you think it deserved
it? A little bit, but like these things get big and start bandwagons for a reason.
Mm.
I was going to say, like, I think the bandwagon would have helped it initially, but it's a sustained like pulling power that proves how good it is.
I mean, when I think of like awful garbage movies like Twilight or something like that, I think they've got, you know, a bit of a bandwagon sort of thing to them, you know, where people are like, it becomes a trend or something.
I think it's more trendy to hate the Twilight films.
No, it's more having a brain to hate the Twilight movies. I don't know. You look at me, was I? No, what I'm trying to say is, I feel you look at the movies that Black Panther's currently sitting with in its box office records,
mm-hmm.
and these aren't like just, these aren't garbage movies that got popular just because of a trend. You know, these are absolutely fantastic quality movies. You know, we're talking the likes of, you know, God, what are we talking about? Titanic, mm-hmm. You know.
Avatar, you know.
Well, that's
a bit of a bandwagon, but...
I suppose, and also with this week, I don't think talking about James Cameron's probably the best way to go.
But did all his films are up there.
All his films are up there. Did you not hear about this? Did I not tell you? Basically, James Cameron come out say... Did you hear about this, Matt?
No.
Oh, okay. Literally, like, yesterday, I think it was, James Cameron, I don't know if it was, like, a tweet or an interview, I don't know what it was, but he basically said, I really hope people get Avengers fatigue really soon, and we start focusing on telling proper stories about people with proper families and all this sort of thing. And it's like, ooh!
Someone's a bit butthurt about being beat.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it makes me laugh, like...
Mr. I didn't
he have a go at Star Wars
film?
When they beat him as well?
Yeah, well, he does that, doesn't he? But it's like, yeah, you're right, Jade.
You can't really complain when you take 10 years to make a
exactly,
film.
Exactly, yeah, spot on. It's, like, it's all well and good.
You want to go with the momentum, and, like, the momentum is the last 10 years of watching comic book films. Like, everybody's on that, not on a bandwagon, but they're in that zone,
yeah.
And they're enjoying them.
And, like...
Why would you take 10 years to write... Like, imagine if, like, Iron Man come out, and then 10 years later was Hulk.
Yeah, because what year was Avatar? Because that was his last movie,
that's
wasn't
like
it?
2009.
No, was it that
No, it was earlier than that.
Was it
the same year as Iron Man? It would be hilarious if it was the same year as Iron Man.
I think it was the same year as Iron Man.
Right,
was
let's
it really?
Let's have a look. Let's I have a very...
It was around 2008, 2009.
I'm having a look.
Oh my God, I'm so old.
He's... you're definitely... Yeah, 2009, so it was
Oh my
a...
God, Ash.
It was a year later than Iron Man. So since he's last...
And then call that Gamora's in that.
since he's last done anything,
that's like
the
really
MCU
mean,
has
Gamora
basically
was like
created
the star of his show. Zoe Saldana was the star of his film, and now he's slating the Avengers.
Yeah, and yeah, like I was about to say, like he in the space since he's like done anything, the MCU has been created and played out,
yeah.
And now about to have its biggest movie event, and he's still, you know, touching himself over how we can get great 3D water effects on Avatar 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I do want to say I do really, really like James Cameron and pretty much everything he's ever put out. You know, I love Aliens.
Work, maybe not
I love his work.
Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah. Judgment Day, completely. I do like Avatar. I know Avatar gets a lot of grief. But I do like Avatar as well.
Avatar gets grief?
Yeah, it's Dances with Wolves with blue aliens, isn't it?
It's Pocahontas.
Okay, it's Dances with Wolves. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
The story of Pocahontas was before yours.
Yeah, but the story of Dances with Wolves was probably an actual true story from...
Pocahontas
like,
was an actual true story.
Anyway.
I think she knows more about Pocahontas than you do about...
Dances with Wolves, probably. Yeah. All right, Pocahontas came first. Avatar is just Pocahontas with blue aliens.
Yeah.
It's still like enjoyable movie, I agree, yeah.
But, you know, so before I...
He can't complain
much,
when he's not putting anything else out.
Yeah, exactly. And also he can't complain when the last thing he did put out wasn't exactly a barn burner. Like, again, I like Avatar. Just said that. Just went over that. Even if it is Pocahontas. But it wasn't... It wasn't Aliens. It wasn't Titanic.
Yeah.
It wasn't, Terminator. You know what I mean? He's
more
done,
impressive
he's
what
done
he
better
did
stuff.
For the visual effects side than the actual story.
Yeah, definitely.
So Titanic was about 10 years before that as well, wasn't it? So it's been Titanic,
yeah.
10 years later Avatar, and 10 years
no,
later...
No, he did something in between.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right, I suppose, did you say Judgment Day? Or was that the 80s?
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Early 90s.
God, this is... thrilling listening. Listen to us just have a look.
63. He's not going to get many more films out of. He's going to take 10 years to friggin' write them, make them.
But Avatar 2 isn't even like scheduled till 2020 either.
2020, so he's going to be like 65.
Okay, let's go through.
Do it in order.
Hold on. Let's go with what he's directed. Let's not go with like what he's been a producer on or anything. Yeah. Well, I'm not having that. That's crap.
Well, he's already
filming, announced, what? Delayed.
They know about that. Avatar don't count. 5, 4, and 3.
So right? Avatar is the last one he did.
Oh my god.
And then look, documentaries. I'm not having. Not having.
And then
TV
it was
movie.
Titanic. So Titanic. Yeah. Titanic and then Avatar. It's like Titanic in 97, then Avatar 12 years later.
Terminator 2 is technically 1991. There you go. So he was
welcome
busy
to the Nerdy Out MCU podcast where we talk about James Cameron movies.
Well,
but
yeah, like if he's slating the fucking Avengers franchise.
I like how you're getting defensive over it, Jade.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, too. Go on, you're one of us now.
It's not even just the Marvelness; it's the fact that he is a lazy fuck. Yeah. He just sits there on his ass for 10 years, saying like, "Oh, people just jump on these bandwagons. I hope it finishes."
Well, that is the main point, isn't it? It's like, it's all well and good him saying, oh, I hope people get Avengers fatigue and, you know, start watching movies that actually mean something, blah, blah, or, you know, have characters that have families, whatever. Well, you're not exactly providing an alternative.
Exactly.
So
he's playing the long game.
And, yeah. The last movie we got was a full-on family drama.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I actually completely lost where that started from. Oh, basically, we're saying about how Black Panther's sitting amongst some of the greats.
Yeah.
Which are a lot of James Cameron movies, admittedly. And Star Wars movies, obviously, like Force Awakens being the big one that Infinity War may or may not surpass.
I think Black Panther as well. Go on, Matt.
Have you seen the tracking for Infinity War?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a complete 50-50 whether or not they beat Force Awakens record.
Yeah,
now.
It's like right in the middle. Like it says between 250 and 250. No, 245 and 255.
Yeah. So.
And Force Awakens was 247.
It'd be massive. They'd like to take down Star Wars.
I reckon it's gonna do it.
Yeah, and you know, I love Star Wars. Maybe I wouldn't call myself a full-on Star Wars nerd. I'm not to the level I am this, but. You know, I do like Star Wars, but I do hope it wins. Like, I would take... I take the MCU over Star Wars any day of the week, for me personally.
Yeah, I would.
So
yeah, I agree.
I hope.
But we also love Star Wars.
I love Star Wars. I wouldn't
we
be
could end up doing Star Wars next.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So we don't want to slate it or anything. And I'm not doing that. I'm just saying it would be nice.
Yeah. Right. Just quickly say with Black Panther, I feel like in this day and age, it's probably a big factor in why it's so popular now as well. Because we're in the era of, like... equality, like women and people of colour and gender equality, binary, non-binary genders, all that. I feel like that there's like a massive drive for it as well. So like the theme of Black Panther just settled in such a perfect like
time.
Yeah, 2018. Okay, yeah.
Well, we did touch on it on the Black Panther podcast that maybe it was a bit too late.
Yeah, probably.
But
yeah.
At the same time, I get what you were saying.
But it's like a nice payoff for people of colour, for like.
Which will fit
in
into
this...
what you're saying about a bandwagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Right. Matt. Shall we
my
do
list?
Your list?
Yeah.
Yes.
I forgot we were doing lists.
We got a bit sidetracked, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, bottom, I've got 18th Hulk with a 6.5. Then there's 4-2 with a 6.7. Iron Man 2 with a 7. Doctor Strange with a 7.7, Captain America the First Avenger 7.9, 4 and 8, Ant-Man an 8.2, Iron Man 3 an 8.5, then into my top 10 I've got Avengers 2 with an 8.7, Iron Man with a 9, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 a 9.3, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 9.5, Spider-Man a 9.6, then Ragnarok 9.7, Avengers 9.8, and then on my top three is Captain America, The Winter Soldier 9.9, Black Panther 9.95, and Civil War 10.
Anything you would change?
I might put Doctor Strange a bit higher, but then...
Yeah, you will. Nah, like,
I feel that fondness to the original like Captain America and Thor, I think. Because I
fair
feel
enough.
Close to those characters, and I'm scared we're about to lose them. I don't want to put Doctor Strange above them yet.
Fair enough. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, Doctor Strange, you've actually given quite a big gap between Iron Man 2 and Doctor Strange, to be fair. A good 0.7.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange is an odd one, isn't it? Because it does drop quite far down on both of your lists. And to be honest, where does it fall on mine again? I would have just said, I've already forgot. See, 12th on mine, 16th on Jade's, and 15th on yours. Mm. So, you know, we're saying about the strength of Phase 3. You can't help but actually call Doctor Strange a bit of a failure in that sense.
Yeah.
When you look at what it's sitting amongst.
It was such a weird film, because I feel like it could have been completely independent of the Marvel franchise. It could have just been a film.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If nobody knew that Doctor Strange was from the Marvel comics, it could just be a weird film.
I do wonder if, after we see him more in the ensemble, because we haven't had a chance to see him, really.
No, I'm quite excited for him in this one.
Yeah, he cropped up in Ragnarok, yeah. And, you know, we know he's going to be a big part player in Infinity War. So, you know, once he becomes that big player, we may go back to his standalone movie and appreciate it even more. The only thing I'll say against that is, even when you saw, you didn't have to see Iron Man in an ensemble movie to get Iron Man 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You didn't need to see Cap in an ensemble movie to get the first Avenger.
Yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera.
But I think it has improved them now that we have seen so much from them.
Yeah.
If there's no Winter Soldier, no Civil War, and we just went back and watched the first Avenger,
yeah,
would we love it as much as we do?
Good point. Because I think I'd still love Iron Man.
I'd still love Iron Man, but I think...
But does it get the extra, does it go from an 8 to a 9 purely because Nick Fury turns up at the end and says, I want to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative? You know? does that get a whole point in itself because of what it leads to?
I think Doctor Strange, actually, I don't know how to word this, but, you know, if you're going to be in a Marvel film, or your character is going to be in a Marvel film, then just the Marvel logo is the golden touch, and it's going to be a great film.
It's that stamp of approval, isn't it?
But I actually think that went against Doctor Strange.
I see what you're saying.
I think it's so out there that people were kind of trying to imagine it in the Marvel world, and then they were kind of it's not
also,
quite...
Also, was Doctor Strange the first movie after Civil War?
Yeah, it was.
That don't help.
Yeah, coming off the
fatigue we had with Ant-Man as well, weren't it?
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of feel bad for Ant-Man as well.
Both of them, actually, yeah. They're very similar in the same reception.
Ant-Man's going to have the same problem again.
Yep, the next movie after Infinity War is Ant-Man.
Why
did
they do that? They're so mean.
Poor old Ant-Man.
Yeah, poor Paul Rudd and Benedict Cumber, what's it face? Yeah.
Not even on the poster, Ant-Man isn't, but...
he must be in there somewhere, tiny.
Looking at your list, Matt, I can't really say anything about it, that I'm surprised about, mostly because it pretty much reflects mine. We are very similar.
I've got Iron Man 3 higher than you do, and I think that's sort of the big difference.
Hmm.
Because you've got Iron Man 3 in 11th place with an 8.5, and I've got it in 15th with an 8.2. So, but just score wise, we ain't got it that much different. We're only 0.3 score difference.
What's your top one?
My top is Civil War, Black Panther, and Avengers. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing that we really differ on is you rate Winter Soldier above Avengers, which was a shock when you dropped that as top of your list when we did the Winter Soldier podcast. I was not expecting you to, put that top of your list at the time.
Yeah, I'm still blown away by that movie.
It's so good, isn't it? It's so good. I it's funny, I got a text from Javi the other day. You might remember him, listeners, from the Avengers episode we did.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, back when we used to try get guests on.
Yeah, and we said, we'll make this a regular thing.
We've been lazy on both ends. You got a text off him the other day just being like, why is Winter Soldier so good? And I think it is. I think people do sometimes forget when they're talking about their favourite MCU movies. I do think Winter Soldier sometimes, people always remember how amazing it is, but it's not necessarily the go-to. If you're trying to explain the MCU to someone, you don't really start by talking about Winter Soldier. Well, maybe you should, because it is an extremely good standalone movie.
So what is your go-to movie to talk about then?
Civil War.
Civil War?
If
you was going to show someone, someone who's never seen any of the Marvel movies, what is your introduction to them?
That's a very good point, actually, because I suppose Civil War won't actually have...
That won't make a lot of sense.
No, actually, I'll tell you what mine would be. The first Avengers.
Yeah.
The first Avengers movie, not Captain America, the first Avenger. Avengers. Because...
See, I'd go from either Avengers, Spider-Man, or Black Panther.
Okay. I wouldn't go Spider-Man because of the history that it's got.
You'd need to know a bit more, yeah.
I think you need to appreciate what the MCU have done before you go, right, and this is what they did with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Black Panther, definitely. That was one that I had in my mind, actually.
But I don't think so. Not as an introduction, because barely any of the other characters get mentioned.
Yeah, but you can present
that as... It
shows
the quality of what they can produce.
Just the quality of movie making, yeah. But I would say, for me, definitely, you know, you make me pick one Avengers. Mostly because it's got everything that you want from a Marvel movie. It's got the action, the epic moments, the comedy, the just general fun, the big feel, the, you know, this is actually affecting the world sort of feel, the nerdy moments, and it's not one I feel you have to know your shit. Like, you don't have to have seen all their standalone movies first. It helps, but it's, you're not going to be like, oh, what's going on here? Well, with Civil War, you might be a bit confused as to what's happening, because you've not seen...
Yeah, you need to know about Ultron, you need to know about stuff that happened in Winter Soldier.
Yeah exactly. But yeah, mostly looking at your list, Matt, like, there's nothing massively surprising that stands out, again, because it is so similar to mine. Maybe the first Thor down at an 8, where I've got that as a 9. You know, we've got a whole point difference there.
Yeah, but then, obviously, you were saying how you wanted to put Ant-Man higher. I could put Ant-Man higher because I had it as an 8. And that's the only reason, yeah.
I've never really noticed that. I don't think I'd ever put Ant-Man above Thor. I don't know, would I? Ant-Man's a more fun movie.
Yeah.
Thor's a weird one, because, like, we should have complained at it too much, because it really stuck to the source material.
And it was a good movie.
It was a very good movie. Well, they're all very good movies.
Not Hulk.
I'm the only one that doesn't have Hulk bottom.
Yeah.
I like the Hulk movie. I give it an 8 out of 10, which is... That's probably one of the biggest standouts here, actually. I gave Incredible Hulk 8, where you guys gave it 6.5 and 5. So you really think Hulk was that bad of a movie?
Oh, I hate it. It's a drag watching it.
I like it. The only thing that I don't... Obviously, you know, there's lots of things I don't like about it. Just go back and listen. But it's just, it feels completely different. It doesn't feel like an MCU movie at all. It feels the most out of place, 100%.
Yeah.
But as a standalone movie, I really enjoy it. I don't think it's aged well, but at the time, I loved it. And I can't, like, it will always hold somewhere between a 7 and an 8 out of 10 because of how much I enjoyed it that first time around. Mm-hmm. It's only that it's aged badly for me.
Yeah, I get that. It's still part of the Marvel family, even if it is shunned out a bit.
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Mostly Mark Ruffalo coming along and...
Uncle twice removed.
Yeah. He's that one, like... you don't really want to talk to, but, you know, they show up and, yeah, okay.
Or maybe... You're like, oh yeah, we have memories.
Or maybe he's like the boyfriend of somebody in the family. And no one's really that keen on him. Like, he's all right, but he's not like, you know, no one really wants to talk to him. But
that moody, obnoxious Ed Norton.
But then she dumps him and, like, next Christmas introduces Mark Ruffalo. And you're like, oh, you do make good choices after all. You know what you're doing. You can bring him to Christmas every year.
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so our list, we're all three of us are pretty happy with what we put out in the end. And just to keep people aware, we will be updating our lists. We're going to go off. We're going to do different things. We're going to do, like Matt touched on, you know, we might do Star Wars. We might do Game of Thrones. We might stick to comic books. We might do DC. We might do the Fox stuff, like Fox Marvel. There's loads we can go down, and we'll sort of decide that after Infinity War. But whenever there's a new MCU movie out, I think we will come back to this. So, yeah, we will come back to these as and when they release the movies. But, you know, and then add to our list and, you know, depends how long the MCU goes on for, but basically our list could end up being absolutely massive. And
you know, it's going to get to like 2025 and our lists are 50 long because they're doing 3-4 movies a year.
Yeah, it'll get to the point where we're just like, right, go and check our lists. This is where it's fitting in. Which reminds me, hopefully, if you're finding it difficult, a bit late now, should have put this at the beginning, really, but if you are finding it difficult following along with our list, hopefully we might have the full one updated. What do you think, Matt? Think we'll have the full one on Twitter before this show? Probably not, maybe.
Probably not, no.
No. But the half-updated one, maybe. Go check. Depends when you listen to this. We might have our list available for you to read along. If not, I hope we've made it somewhat sort of listenable and followable. That's not a word. I've definitely made that up. What's a word for, like,
Understandable?
Understandable, yeah. Really? Like, to be able to follow it? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Welcome to the
Distinguishable
podcast. Oh, Matt, nice. Somebody got word of the day toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
okay, right, let's go on to one of the only parts of the podcast that's coming back up this week, and that's Infinity Stone Watch. Let's re-review where they all are very quickly before we start our prediction game. The Space Stone obviously was in the Tesseract. It still is. As we know, we all agree, Loki has it.
We believe Loki's taken it, yeah.
We believe Loki has it, and he has it on the Asgardian ship as we go into Infinity War. Okay, so that's where the Space Stone is. The Mind Stone is, of course, in Vision's forehead.
Yeah.
Has been in the scepter, Loki's scepter, before now, but currently resides in the forehead of a certain Mr. Vision. The Reality Stone is obviously was the ether, and as far as we're aware, it's in nowhere in the Collector's Museum. Well, that's the last time we saw it. Doesn't mean it's there now.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that's where he stored it, but
it's a long time ago. But that's the last place we saw it, and as if we were to hazard a guess, I would still say it's within the Collector's
possession.
Yeah, thank you. The Power Stone is in Xandar. Yep, Xandar at the Nova Corps vault, as last seen in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. As far as we're aware, that's not been moved yet. Give it 5 minutes into Infinity War and that's probably going to change, but as it stands, Power Stone is in Xandar. The Time Stone is, of course, hanging around the neck of a Mr. Doctor Strange. Mr. Doctor, makes no sense. In the Eye of Agamotto. Do you say motto or moto?
I say motto.
Do you? That's just me. I'm weird. yeah, of course, it's just, hanging around his neck, where he'll be clinging onto that for dear life, I would have thought. And the Soul Stone is actually the only one we don't know the location of.
Has it ever been referred to?
No. Only in, like, Thor's visions when he sees them all and stuff like that.
Why is there six when he's got five, like...
One goes in the centre.
Yeah, one goes.
Which one do we know?
I'm just pointing at my hand towards
it. I literally did the same. It's like, there, it goes there. You can't see it, but it goes there.
And do we know which one is in the middle? Because does that make it more important?
That's a Soul Stone.
Yeah.
But it is quite important. Well, obviously it's important, but...
Before I ask this question, Matt, when we do our prediction game in a minute, is the Soul Stone involved for you?
Let me just check my list. It can be. I've done a list of 11, but yeah, that is.
You've involved. Done a list of 11? I feel like I should have done a list of 11, just in case you deny one. I think you're going to deny one, yeah. Right, okay, then, let's... I'll ask this question anyway. Right, to all three of us. Where do we think the Soul Stone's going to be? Just... One answer.
Wakanda.
Yeah, it makes the most sense, I think.
Okay, well, there we go.
Who do you think's got it, though?
Actually, no, I'm going to be different. Titan.
It's on Titan. Or what's Titan?
I think it's on Titan.
Where's Titan?
The planet that Thanos is from.
Okay.
I think he has it. I don't know why. I think he's going to have it, but not in his possession. And... Like, that group of Iron Man and Doctor Strange and that are going to find it. Like, in the trailers where you've seen them on Titan.
Mm.
I don't know how or why.
I don't think that, because how could Thanos not find it on his own planet?
Don't know.
He's clearly got a way of sensing these stones.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's that close to him, like, down the road.
I don't know.
He'd, like...
Hmm. Oh, well. But that's not a part of our official prediction game. we are about to play the official prediction game. Right, we're about 40 minutes into the podcast. Prediction game. There it is. I will forget that. So don't ask me to do it again at the end. Right, very quickly. Jade, you're going to mediate this thing between me versus Matt.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I think. Maybe.
I'll invigilate it.
Just call us up on if we like anything you go, eh, you can't say that. Or like, and you can help us. Actually, you'll probably be best used for us to score it at the end. Like, once we're going through what our predictions were, after we've seen Infinity War, I'll be like, oh, I got that right. Like, you could be like, no, you didn't get that right.
Maybe we should do, like, an accuracy level. So, like, between 1 and 5, like, how accurate were you with that prediction? And then whoever's got the highest score at the end wins.
All right, well, let's just say, right. Okay, good point. This is how the rules are going to work, okay? I'm going on the fly a little bit here. Me and Matt are going to get 10 predictions each. We're going to take turns. So I'll do one, Matt does one, and so on. We've ordered them, or I hope you have, Matt, from what we think is the most likely to the least likely.
Oh, so I haven't done that.
Okay. Think you could do that while we're chatting?
I'll try, but yeah.
Okay, try if you can. So the more massive ones, or the more like...
More likely.
You think?
Yeah.
The obvious ones first, like the more boring ones we'll start with. And then as we go on, we'll go to the more crazy ones. And then when we come to score it, Jade will score us between 1 and 3 for how accurate we were.
Okay.
So 3 points is the highest you can score.
Some you might get, like, you might get it right, but it'll be like the wrong planet or the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then that's down to you to say you get 1 point, 2 points, or 3 points.
God, I'm gonna have to watch Infinity War like really carefully, aren't I?
Yep.
I'm gonna be like bamboozled the first time around.
Well, it's just a bit of fun. We don't win anything. Sorry, Matt. There's nothing to win.
Aww.
I have to go with a pen and paper to the second showing.
And also, if your prediction is completely off, like not even nope. You get -1.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Careful, Matt.
I'm gonna start, and it is a really obvious one, and only Jade can decide if I'm not allowed to do this, because the rules are you can't predict anything you've seen, basically anything that's in the trailer. That you can't predict Thanos will punch Iron Man.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Okay, but you can use the trailers to your advantage, which is what I have done for my first guess. My first prediction is that Bruce Banner will use the Hulkbuster. And he's the one in the trailers we have seen inside the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Am I okay to do that?
Yeah.
As my first prediction? I know it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But we've not seen him climb in it.
No.
In fact, I'll add to that.
So,
he will.
Me what a Hulkbuster is. It's the big
one that Tony uses to fight him in Ultron.
Yeah.
Also, I'll add to that prediction, he will use the Hulkbuster and break out of it.
So you think he's going to go into the Hulkbuster to like avoid becoming Hulk?
Yes, I don't think Bruce Banner's going to want to be... You know, in Ragnarok he kept saying like...
Yeah, he's avoiding being Hulk.
Yeah,
because he can't distinguish between the two anymore and like, you know, blah, 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 who's in the driving seat and all that. So, you know, it makes sense to me that he would still want to help, but be... not Hulk, but be similar to the Hulk.
Yeah.
So to me, it makes 100% sense that it's Bruce Banner inside that Hulkbuster armor. Very easy. Well, I think that's an easy 3 points. And like I said, I'll even add on top of that, he will also Hulk out inside it and like break out of it. And it'll be a cool ass moment. Alright?
See, I could go obscure now and like say a different Hulk theory. It's not on my predictions, but it's one I thought could happen.
So is this not official?
This is not official.
Go on then. But...
Thanos could separate Banner and Hulk and control the Hulk.
Ooh. And that could be why he's in the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Because it is weird how you see Hulk, like, both with Iron Man and Captain America in this.
Yeah.
In the trailers.
How would you separate? Do you mean literally?
Yeah, literally tear. So he can't become... he can't Hulk out anymore, and Hulk can't go back to... They're two different people.
Yeah.
How would that happen?
So the Hulk's just literally a rage monster controlled by essentially the Mind Stone.
Well, if
so, he'd have to split like.
He would need the Mind Stone, to like
give
Hulk his own.
And the Mind Stone, he could do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but that's not an official prediction.
No.
Give us an official prediction, Matt.
My official prediction is that Captain America will die.
Oh, right. I'm okay, go on. I think it's a bit obvious that I've got something in my list.
Yeah, what happens then if you've got the same ones?
Then so be it.
Yeah. I think he's going to die towards the end of the movie. I think they're going to do a bit of fake out. They're going to kill a lesser character. I think, oh yeah, there's our death. And then the shock of Captain America just hit us right at the end. And then, obviously, I know he's scheduled for Infinity 4. Like he's recording that, but I think that could be flashback scenes or stuff with the Time Stone.
Yes. I also very much agree with that. It's not in my order, but my next prediction is Captain America will die. I've got that as well, Matt. I agree that those set photos of him on Avengers 4, they've not come out by accident. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't seen those.
He's basically just set in his old original suit, mm-hmm. or from like
his Avengers suit.
Yeah, right. And of course, everyone's then straight away like, well, he's not dying then, he's in Avengers 4. Yes. I mean, Chris Evans is in Avengers 4. I have no doubt about that. Mm. Is Steve Rogers alive in the current timeline? Nah. I'll get to another reason why. That plays into a lot of another theory of mine. My second prediction is also Captain America dies. Matt?
My second prediction is over half of this film will actually be in space.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
We're gonna have to time that.
Yeah, how many minutes to record that? Manipulate that.
Well, Jade, you're going to have to be the judge about how much is half.
Okay.
So if it's like exactly half, give me one point where it's like sort of unjudgable. But if it's like majorly in space...
So you I think get it's going to be majorly in space.
But yeah, I think like we're going to see the scenes of obviously them finding out about Thanos in New York and then going to Wakanda. I think obviously that's all battle's going to happen. It's all going to majorly F up. And then we're going to spend the rest of it either seeing Thanos' backstory in space or they're trying to fight him in space.
Yep, that makes sense. All right, I'll let you have that one. Bit obvious, but I think they will be off Earth pretty quick. Right, then that's going to kind of lead into my next one. My third prediction is the opening of this movie will be purely Thanos. And what I mean by that is the first scene we get is one of those Thanos flashbacks. Now, my prediction isn't that we get a Thanos flashback, because we pretty much know from the trailers we do. What I'm saying is the opening will just be Thanos' story. Not his entire story, because I think we're going to get multiple flashbacks and we're going to keep going back, whether it's through Gamora stories, Nebula stories, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. You're going to get different flashbacks throughout this movie. But I think it opens with him, like, basically giving his reasons why he's doing this. You know, we always said about how strong the strong villains need a reason why, and I think the Russos and Kevin Feige know that, and I think they've even come out and said, prepare yourselves, this is Thanos' story. This is a movie about Thanos more than anything. So for me, it makes sense that like everyone's saying, oh, the opening of the movie is going to be when Thanos takes on Thor. Like, you know, the end of Ragnarok, where you see Thanos' ship confront the Asgardian ship. I do think that's very early on, like the second scene, you know, maybe after the titles, you know, the opening credits or whatever. But I just think the first thing we see is a Thanos flashback and a Thanos explanation, if you will.
I think that comes later. I think one of my predictions actually is...
Would you want to make that your next prediction then?
My next prediction? Yeah, I'll go that.
Go on.
Yeah, my next prediction is that the opening scene will be obviously the battle with Thor and the rest of the Asgardians, Valkyrie, Korg, whoever's on that ship, other than Thor, Hulk, which I think is where he's going to separate him. Thor, Hulk, and Loki will be obviously thrown off and the rest will be killed. Within like the first 5 minutes.
Right. By the rest, does that include two major characters in Heimdall and Loki?
I don't think Loki will die. I think Heimdall will.
Okay. I'm not arguing with you there, because that then will bring me on to my fourth prediction. Fourth? Yeah. Heimdall and the Asgardians will die. I was like, yeah, it's a bit obvious, isn't it?
It's sad, though, isn't it? Because obviously the last we saw just more with it. It was like, ooh.
Yeah. I think it makes sense that Heimdall dies, because it's a big character to go straight away. And it's also, like, Idris Elba can't carry on being cast for such a small role. You know?
Yeah.
He's probably got bigger and better things to go on and do.
Yeah.
We always said about these big actors playing small roles before in the MCU, but, like, I think he's done his time. I think Heimdall, especially with the Ragnar, you know, if we do continue with Thor movies, you know, Taika Waititi style, then we ain't going to get Asgardian stories, so there's no point in having Heimdall. Sorry, Matt, in your prediction, do you think Valkyrie dies?
I think Valkyrie dies, yeah. I think there's going to be that shock.
There's minus a point right there. Valkyrie ain't dying. Nah, no chance.
But that would be shocking, and that's what they want.
He ain't. Nah, I'm not having Valkyrie die. Not having that, Matt. Not having it. I agree. Heimdall and the Asgardians.
So, yeah. Will Valkyrie be helping them fight Thanos then?
I think she'll just get blown away or something. I don't know. she don't die. No. Right. Matt, your thoughts. So that is officially Heimdall, the Asgardians, and Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Oh, see, Valkyrie's a big one. In that. He ain't getting all 3 points for that. He'll get like 2. He'll get Asgardians and Heimdall. Okay. Right then. Matt, your fourth prediction.
My fourth prediction is we will see Nick Fury in this.
I'm going to have to keep following. This is exactly like the whole podcast has been.
We should have gone through these with each other first.
No, I want to be surprised. I don't want to know what Matt's
list
is.
Maybe then you need to reduce it to like the top 5 predictions each and just go.
All right, well, let's just jump straight to my fifth then, is Nick Fury returns.
Yeah,
I've got that as well, Matt. I think you cannot do a big... Because this movie is a celebration of everything they've done, and you can't do it without Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to be in it. Like, I am so confident in this. Like, not a part of me believes that we won't see Nick Fury in some aspect. He is in it. I'm so sure on that. Are you for the same reasons, Matt?
Yeah, it's like the same. He's like part of the reasons the Avengers are here. He set this up 10 years ago. They're gonna show him somewhere.
Alright. Right, Matt, do you want to give your next prediction so you can just steal the limelight from another one of mine? Because it's probably going to be something else I've got on my list, but go on.
All right. Since I'm having to go off you still, I'll go Hela will be in this movie.
What have you put?
I took that off.
Oh.
I had second thoughts. But I'm not... I don't think you're crazy. Remember when I said that one of my predictions being that... We open with a Thanos story. I would not be all that surprised if we get him giving us like a voiceover of like why he wants to destroy it, and then he literally we're following him for whatever, you know, maybe like we're seeing clips of him or whatever, and then while he's doing a voiceover, and then his voiceover ends with like all this is just to please my mistress death, or something, or is just, maybe not the mistress part, or maybe just, this is all to please death,
and then
have him pulling Hela out of the rubble or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that would be a badass opening, or just a badass part of the movie, you know?
I think he's going to save Hela from the ashes of Asgard.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I restrained from it because I do feel that, you know, Feige and the Russo brothers are brave enough to take the Mistress Death part out of Thanos' origins, which would be a massive thing to do, but they're brave and, you know, they might decide not to do
that. They might go a completely different route, yeah.
Yeah, they might have a complete different story and different reasoning. Maybe just a simple thing like the universe has never done anything but screw Thanos over, so he wants rid of it. It could just be something that simple. You don't need to do... The only thing that makes me think they will do the death thing is, of course, the first time we're ever introduced to Thanos was that little alien thing saying, like, what was it? To court the humans is to court death or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he just smiles, you know. And that was such a good moment. I love them to play back to that. But no, I had that, but took off my list. I got cold feet. I'm thinking that just... I just think Hela might be... a little too much when we're talking about how many major characters are in this.
Yeah.
But fair play. Hope we're keeping track of all these.
No. When we listen back,
we'll listen back and write them all down. Yeah. Okay. So what are we on now? I've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're on prediction 6. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Prediction number 6. I'm gonna drop down one of my big ones, so I can take it away from that. Thanos wins.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't actually have that as one of my predictions.
You do, or
I didn't.
Ah, right.
But yeah, I agree. They end with him probably doing a snap, but at the end, the Avengers are defeated. He's going off victorious. Bit of a cliffhanger.
We've already talked Star Wars, but this is Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. We're going to end on the most depressing note of all. And now, like, I know they're trying to like pull away from saying that the Avengers 4 is Infinity War Part 2. They don't want us to think that. And I think that's just more of a marketing thing. Mm. I don't think they want people to look at this movie as a Part 1. They want you to look at it as a celebration of everything we've had.
Yeah.
And calling it Part 1 kind of pulls away from that. But I still think the next Avengers 4 is going to be a continuation of the story, and my biggest reasoning for this is the two movies that follow. We have Ant-Man and Wasp and Captain Marvel, and unless I'm mistaken, both of these movies are prequels.
Yeah,
aren't they? Ant-Man happens both directly after Civil War, and Captain Marvel happens in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. When have Marvel ever done that other than Captain America First Avenger? But that's only because of his origins.
Yeah,
they've never done that. And that just tells me that's because there's going to be no universe. There's going to be no Thanos has done it. Yeah. So the only way to continue your story for the next two movies, for Avengers 4, is to go back and do two prequels.
Yeah.
And then obviously during the prequels, you're introducing Captain Marvel, one of, if not the strongest character that the MCU will have to
hand. So where's
she been
all this time? And that's probably another...
That's probably a conversation for when we do the Captain Marvel podcast. And there's people that know way more about his character than me. Mm-hmm. I really don't know that much about it. I know that you've got all the Kree stuff, and she's basically an alien, and, you know, we don't know where she's actually been, you know, and that's her story will tell us that. Same with Ant-Man and Wasp. I feel like you say, it's going to carry on from Civil War, and then it's going to play right into Infinity War. Like, almost when we're watching that, it'll almost be playing alongside Infinity War by the time we get to the end, and we'll find out where those two have been and what they've been up to. But yeah, it's just the fact that those two movies, and the fact that they're going straight to Avengers 4 after those two movies, and yeah, they'll obviously then get revenge on Thanos in Avengers 4. I mean, that's a different subject for a completely different podcast, but I do, I think whether it's Doctor Strange using, he won't be able to use the Reality Stone because he won't have it, the Time Stone, or whether it's the power of Captain Marvel, whether they introduce Adam Warlock, however they do it, they're going to find some way to go back in time to fight Thanos. Hence the reason the clips or the shots we've seen from Avengers 4 is Captain America in his original suit, because there's going to be a lot of time traveling in Avengers 4, and they're going to be shooting through time or whatever, and there's going to be Cap fighting off aliens in the streets of New York during Avengers or something. You know what I mean? It all just plays in, like I say, the set shots we've seen of them in their old suits tells me we're going back in time. The fact that the two movies afterwards are both prequels, to me, I cannot see any other end to this movie than Thanos wins. I mean, how good would it be if he does just click his fingers and we cut to credits?
Mm.
And don't even get, we might not even get an after credit scene, if that's
really
the case.
Unsatisfying,
but if he's ended everything.
Yeah, it's got to be final.
I just think it'll be a ballsy move, but it'll be really, that's my prediction. Thanos wins.
Yeah, I think Thanos wins. I don't think they're going to finish on the click of the finger. I think they've pointed too much in that direction that people are expecting it, and they're going to want to swerve people.
Maybe.
They do like a good swerve.
Yeah. And also, they're going to want to put an end credit scene in there, which is one of my predictions of what it's going to be, but yeah.
Go on then, Matt. Let's get your fifth prediction.
Shall I do the post-credit ones, as I mentioned that, or shall I do something completely different?
Up to you.
I do something different. I'm going to go Hawkeye is not in the movie.
Or at all?
At all.
Ooh, boozy. Ah, bollocks. He'll appear at the end.
I think Clint might be in it.
I forget about him.
Clint might be in it, but I don't think he's going to go full Hawkeye. And it would just be a passing thing where he's starting his own journey that's going to play majorly into Avengers 4, but he's going to have very little to do in this movie. And he's not going to go full suited up Hawkeye.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. When you said Hawkeye wasn't in it, I thought you meant no Jeremy Renner at all. And no.
Is he big in the comics? Is Hawkeye a big character?
Kind of.
He's
massive.
He's one of the original Avengers.
Yeah, but I would still say he's B-level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking, like, why are you having a big chat about him? Because I feel like he's not...
Yeah, but he's been a main part
of... Yeah, he's part of the original six Avengers. And to leave him off this poster of... They could easily squeeze him in.
Yeah.
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 So,
like, we'd be having this, if Black Widow hadn't been seen in any of the trailers or the poster, we'd be having this conversation about her as well, you know? And I see those two on a sort of similar level.
Yeah.
All right, no, I don't disagree with that, Matt. Like I said, I definitely think we'll see a version. But yeah, as Hawkeye all suit. Right, what if he's not all suited and booted, but he fires an arrow?
Nah, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
Then he gets like, a point.
Yeah.
Or what if he's like playing with his children and he uses like a little sucker arrow?
A little Lego version of himself to fire an arrow.
One of those like stick ones that stick to the wall.
Sticky ones that stick. Like shoots at a tennis head or something.
Alright. I'm going to go with one of my more obvious, easy ones, which I was actually going to do second and then we went on this tangent. Actually, I was going to do third. Tony and Cap make up. And we get an entire Avengers Assemble moment.
Yeah,
it's not going to be two separate movies of like two separate Avengers teams, like Captain's Avengers and Iron Man's Avengers. You know, they will eventually come together and there will be a moment where they're referred to Civil War. There'll be an awkward tension, maybe even a little fight for like a minute before Thanos interrupts them. But they will come together.
How far in do you think?
Wait, what are you calling, like, all get together? Because do you think all the heroes are going to be in this?
Not every single one, because it gets confusing. Because then, like, where do you go with Hawkeye and Ant-Man? You know, we don't even know if they're going to be in the movie.
So are you saying the top three, Thor, Iron Man, and then Captain America?
Yes, yes. We will get an Avengers and Black Widow. I'm going to leave Hawkeye out, because again, like...
Hulk.
And Hulk, yeah, and Hulk as well. We get a... You know, I even will throw in Spider-Man, Black Panther, and Doctor Strange into that. But what I'm saying is we will get the main big players will all come together for one massive fight at the end.
So essentially, if they've had a movie, they'll be all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just in general, the Avengers will come together. It won't be two separate scenes. Yeah, all of them. Yeah. You know, if they're still, you know, we don't know who would have died by that point.
Yeah,
but when Thanos wins, that it's all going to be one scene. It's not. I don't think it's going to be over multiple scenes. Like, over multiple locations, I should say. I think it'll be one location where the battles all come to this moment and it's all on one battlefield, wherever that is, whether it's space, Titan, Earth, whatever. And we will get the full team together.
I think they're saving that for Avengers 4.
I don't think there's going to be enough characters left alive. right. Matt. Prediction 7 or 8. I don't even know what we're on now. Way lost track.
I think 7.
Go on.
I think Captain Marvel will show up in this movie.
Ooh. I didn't put that in mind. I don't know.
Do you think after credit
scene? I think if she does, it's an after credit scene.
No, I don't think it's going to be an after credit scene. I think it's going to be part of
she's gonna Thanos' be in
history.
It.
We're going to see, not majorly, but I think she's going to have a little role in it.
Maybe like a photo of her. Or...
Oh, see, now you've said it. I wouldn't be surprised in Thanos' history if you see where she's been. Like, he locks her away somewhere or, like, you know, injures her badly or something like that. And she's out for revenge.
Yeah, just a little tease of us. And then we go back and see her backstory and she could play a bigger part in Avengers 4.
Maybe.
Because I think she could end up being a major player. That's why they're introducing her in between. But I think they want to set up the keys of her being vitally important in this movie.
Yeah, so your prediction is officially Captain Marvel is in an Infinity War.
Yeah.
All right, big words, that's big brave. Words. Brave, brave. Okay, so I've got two left? Three left, I've got three left. Okay. Ant-Man This is my... I've got two massive ones after this. So I'll go with my... Ant-Man appears in this movie, post-credits.
Yeah, I agree.
I even think if Thanos wins, if Thanos wins, we may not get a post-credit scene. Mm. But if we do, it'll be Ant-Man. We wouldn't have seen Ant-Man through the entire movie. And then, like, just when you think all hope is lost, you find out what Ant-Man's been doing. And whether or that's something to do with time travel or, like, something to do with...
I
don't know. Going through different, the microverse.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think he's embedded in the microverse, so he's not going to be in this movie, and we see that in the post-credit scene.
Yeah, you see that, like, all hope is gone. And by the way, I want to say, because obviously one of my predictions, same as yours, Matt, was Captain America dies. I do want to say that when I say Thanos wins, that doesn't count as Captain America dies. Like, if everyone gets wiped out, then...
No, you're on about, we're leaving this film and the Avengers are defeated, he's victorious. They can still be alive, but...
Well, if the universe gets wiped out, then in theory they're dead. But that don't count. Like, if they all die, that doesn't count as, well, I predict Captain America will die, and he was part of all of them. So, you know, they've got to be their separate own standalone death. Like, not with a group. But yeah, I think even if you get this massive... You assume everyone's dead, the universe is over, he's wiped out half the universe, as he says. And then... You see Ant-Man avoided it because he's been in the microverse, you know, and that's almost protected him in a way. And you know he's, you don't necessarily know what, but you know he's working on something that can get him back to fighting Thanos again. You know, I know Ant-Man hasn't got the powers to necessarily do that sort of thing, but who knows? Or maybe he's like traveling through the microverse and he finds an Adam Warlock, or maybe you think Strange got taken out earlier. But really, Ant-Man just appeared and, like, took him down to the microverse. Because we know that Strange can jump through these multiple universes and shit. Multiverse. And, you know, you think, oh, like, maybe Strange was about to get taken out by Thanos at one point and he just vanished. And then you realise, like, in a post-credit scene...
Maybe he's like, take this time stone into the microverse. And that's why
Yes!
I thought it's all about the time stone.
Yes, and Ant-Man has it.
Yeah.
So you think, like, oh, Ant-Man's not in this movie because he's too much of a small part player or whatever, you know, no pun intended. And then you realise, actually, it's thanks to him that they're going to have a second chance at Thanos after he's won. So that's my prediction, is you'll get a major Ant-Man post-credit scene where he, basically, to sum it up, he gives hope at the end of something very dark.
Yeah.
Which will then also make sense that he gets a movie after this, in a prequel. Which also then, you could then believe that prequel... could then go through the Infinity War timeline and after it, and then set up perfectly for Avengers 4. So Ant-Man will get a pretty big post-credit scene, and that's all you'll get from him. Matt, prediction number 8.
Yeah, mine's just the same as yours, that Ant-Man have a very little role. He ends up in the microverse, and that's all we see of him until his own movie.
Yep, pretty much same as me then. Yep, fair enough. Prediction number 9. Loki dies. Touched on this earlier. I was asking you, like, who dies when you say that Asgardian ship goes down. Loki dies for me. And I know what you're going to say is too obvious. But I also think it's too obvious that maybe Iron Man goes, or it's too obvious that Cap goes, or it's too obvious, blah, blah, blah. I don't see what's left for Loki at this point. And I don't see also what's left in it for Tom Hiddleston. I think he's done everything he can with this character. And we talked about Ragnarok, him coming full circle and finally doing what's right. How gutting will it be after we finally get his, you know, coming of age, or his, like, you know, coming good story, only for him to get flattened by Thanos?
So, like, your prediction is essentially when he's on that ship attacking them, that Loki doesn't give him the Tesseract freely, and he just...
Oh, Loki, when you see Loki handing over that Tesseract, he's not... Well, he might be handing it to Thanos, but he's either... I've got two little predictions for that. Either one, he's handing it over to someone completely different. He's, like, trying to hand it over to, like, Thor or Hulk or someone like that to try to get it away.
The Collector?
It's got to be someone who's on that ship, I would have thought. Or he is handing it to Thanos, but it's a trick, and he's actually going to, like, I don't know, spray water in his face and run away like a clown. no, he's going to do something. he's just dragged in Thanos with it, maybe, and Thor's going to try attacking from behind, and Thanos is just going to be like, you think you can trick me, boy? And then just like, splat.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're saying about, like, you need a big character death quite early on to set the tone. I think Loki's more of a powerful one than Valkyrie, a more powerful one than Heimdall. I think Heimdall will go anyway. But if you get Loki as the first standalone one, and then Heimdall just gets wiped out with the rest of the Asgardians, how straight away you just like, what the fuck just happened, if they do that?
Yeah, I could see that happening. Also, I'm not going to predict it, but I could see it happening.
Also, how many times have we talked about Loki being too much of a distraction for other villains?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just gets rid of the distraction then, doesn't it? And his story does feel like it's come full circle, because we've already talked about how he came good in Ragnarok. It'd be cool if, like, you know, his most evil moment was the first Avengers movie, and that was him working for Thanos. He then almost makes that right by then turning on Thanos, even if it cost him his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that happening.
So, I've talked you around.
Yeah. I'm still going to go with my prediction Loki doesn't die on the ship. But yeah.
Okay. Loki. Well, okay, my official prediction is Loki dies on the ship, but I just think Loki dies in
general. Yeah.
But I would have thought it's on that ship. Right, Matt, number 9 for you.
Number 9? This is way out of the blue and just wishful thinking. Post-credit scene of Fantastic Four moving into the Baxter Building, which is the old Avengers Tower.
Thank you for stealing my glory for my last prediction. mine's a little different. Mine's way more vague. Mine is there will be a Fantastic Four reference. You think you will actually see the Fantastic Four?
I think we're going to see them. I think
cast and everything.
So we don't know who the cast is yet, do we?
No, we don't even know. Well, Marvel even confirmed that they're doing anything of the Fox stuff.
Where has this come from, then?
Well, of course, because obviously Disney bought Fox. We know that Marvel are getting it all back. But Marvel are playing it down at the moment, saying it's way too early. Like, you got to wait for a while yet.
They did the same as Spider-Man.
Yep, they told us it'll be a while, then dropped them in that Civil War trailer. Okay. I don't think we'll see them. I don't think you'll see Fantastic Four. I think we'll get a reference. Whether or not it's a line from Tony, just being like, how cool would it be if he's just like chatting to Happy Hogan on the phone going, blah, blah, blah. Well, did we get it sold? We did. All right, brilliant. Tell Mr. Richards, I really appreciate that. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, maybe.
You're like, what?
Maybe we even just hear they're off exploring somewhere.
Yeah. Or, like, I said this to Jade earlier, and she was like, no. But, you know, they've already played down the fact that we won't get the title for the next movie in the in the credits.
Have they confirmed that? Or
I think they just played it down. Yeah. I think the Russo brothers have said it's not happening.
Okay.
And Faye said that we're going to be disappointed by it, that we're overhyping it.
Okay.
Yeah. But these are, you know, Marvel are the masters of bullshit, of like just trying to throw us the other way. So I'm just sticking. My general last prediction is there will be a Fantastic Four reference in some way, whether it's just an offshoot thing. So, you know, whether it's, like I say, it's a quick phone call that Tony's having where he just refers to Reed Richards, you know, that's it. Or whether it's, like I was about to say, in the credits, it says, the Avengers will return, or blah, 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 will return in Avengers 4, but the 4 is the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think then, Mike, put my Invigilator hat on, that needs to be your prediction. You can't be as vague as
that's the first time you've come in and said, like, I have to...
But because Matt's done a specific one, you can't just be like, there'll be a Fantastic Four reference, because that means you're both...
All right, could I just quickly say what my other one was, and I'll pick between the three. My other one was... Like, if Thanos wins but not quite wipes out the universe, like, maybe he still needs one more stone, but he's just caused so much damage that they're all fucked. Like, Captain America's dead, Iron Man's, like, knocking on death's door but not quite gone. They're all, like, knocked out. Like, everyone's on the verge of death, but he still needs one more stone, something like that. They might end that way.
So we essentially see the scene we've seen in Age of Ultron.
Yes, exactly. Like, the pile of bodies.
That's got to be in there, hasn't it?
I think you'll get something similar, definitely, that refers back to that. I think if you end on that, then the way you could get introduced to the Fantastic Four is we go to credits, we come back from credits, and literally Tony's the only one awake, and you don't see who he's looking at, but he literally like, recognises someone, and he literally just goes, Reed? You know, something like that.
Or just like, about time you showed up.
Yeah, you know, but that wouldn't necessarily be... I think you'd have to drop a name. Mm. And you'd have to show
up. I think maybe the way they could do it is like, say, about time you showed up, and you just turn and you see them in their suits. Don't actually see their faces.
Oh, yeah, just the silhouettes with them.
Four figures and one of them's, like, blatantly the thing. Oh, that'd be good. But I'm getting myself overexcited for things they've probably not even thought about.
I feel
about.
Like all these things surely can all fit within a film.
Right.
Like
my official Fantastic Four prediction then, since Matt's gone, that we will see them moving into the building. My official prediction is it'll be something way smaller. Mm-hmm. And it'll be, like I say, I'm going with like a phone call or a mention. Just a, like, you know, it'll be just a passing comment. Like, remember the time in Civil War where they mentioned Strange? And if you're not listening to it, you'll not notice it. Mm-hmm. But they just mention it in passing. It'll be something like that to make everyone in the cinema just go, What? Like, be really gutted that they can't rewind.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, people who, like, don't know about Fantastic Four would just be like, why is everyone losing their shit at that line? What's going on, you know? That's my prediction, officially. I don't think it'll be as grand as we want it to be, or as grand as I kind of predicted in my second ones there. Yeah, my final prediction is there will just be a very quick mention of a Fantastic Four character. Matt, final prediction.
My final prediction, I don't reckon you're going to agree with this. One of the characters will be a Skrull.
What, you think we're setting up a Secret Invasion?
Yeah.
A squirrel?
A squirrel.
Did you say squirrel?
A Skrull.
A scroll. As in, like, a scroll of paper.
They're aliens who can, like, turn themselves and look exactly like whoever, different character.
Okay. Right, Matt, expand on this a minute.
So I've gone from squirrel in my head, so a piece of paper, to actual aliens.
Yeah, I think, basically, the Secret Invasion has been happening all this time. I think that's going to be playing into Captain Marvel.
Yeah, well, we know the Skrulls are in Captain.
Yeah.
Every time I say Skrulls now, I think it sounds squirrels. Like, I just imagine, like, Captain Marvel fighting squirrels.
Well, Rocket.
That is Squirrel Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, Squirrel Girl is a thing. Yeah, so. But yeah, you think we get someone revealed as a Skrull?
I think, yeah, maybe someone dies, and then it's just a little scene of them slowly changing.
Ooh, that'll be pretty good. But then do you think you'll also get in the credits, Avengers will return in Secret Invasion?
Yeah.
Wow. That'll be good. I don't want to make some people don't want
thing, my official prediction. I just want that we're going to see the Skrull.
Okay.
But yeah, I do think Secret Invasion is going to be the title.
As a mediator and tell him he has to say, you'll either see a Skrull or somebody transforming into one. She doesn't know.
No, I know, because it's so out there. I think just the fact that it gets mentioned. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, fair enough that we see one of the Skrulls in this movie. Can I say that you don't get it as part of your Captain Marvel prediction if you see, like, Captain Marvel fighting off some random, like, Power Ranger putty Skrulls? And
oh, no, Thanos, I agree. It's got to be, like, an actual character being a Skrull.
Yeah, it's got to be in a major...
So there are characters, like, people that die and turn into Skrulls.
No, the Secret Invasion story has a very... I'll show you in a minute. There's a very sort of quick overview, is that the Skrulls were posing as heroes the whole time. Not all of them. So it becomes a who was a Skrull and who wasn't. So the whole time we've been watching the MCU, Captain America might have been a Skrull.
Oh, like, that's quite cool.
Yeah, it's and you don't know who is and who isn't.
So someone,
and then,
like,
Secret Invasion,
that big pile in Tony's vision, or Tony's dream, or whatever it was, and, like, in that very big pond, maybe, like, Tony comes out of the...
He could be a Skrull. Yeah, yeah. This could have been his whole plan, just to kill off these guys along, and he's actually been a bad guy the whole time. But some people really don't want that,
yeah,
because they're saying...
It's kind of like, oh, I woke up and it's all a dream.
Yes, exactly. And it is shitting over everything just to say, yeah, like, well, there's no point in... Like, it feels dirty to say Tony Stark is a Skrull. If Tony Stark's been a Skrull the whole time, what's the point in ever going back and watching Iron Man 1, 2, and 3?
Exactly. Again, like, I think if they do it, they're going to do it in a way where it's sort of a subtle way, where it's like, we've missed something, where he changed in the middle.
Yeah.
How about Nick Fury?
Yeah, Fury could work. It would have to be a character, like Black Widow could work.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be a character that's not had their own movie, for me personally, for it to work, right? I mean, like, because...
Hawkeye.
Could be Hawkeye. Like, there's definitely a way they can do it, but you can never truly believe that a main character has been a Skrull.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't work.
It'd be a bit of a...
Unless you actually see the transformation where they, like, obviously kill them off and take their place.
Yeah. I see what you mean. And, like, it would be difficult because I think if the next movie is Secret Invasion, then it gets too predictable because you know who's going to be Skrulls and who isn't, you know, and that's the whole fun of the Secret Invasion story in the comics is who is and who isn't, like, you know, are you the real version? Are you the fake version? You know, but
yeah, but they always do these things with the twist.
Movies. They do. No, that's very true. Like, you know, we've talked about it before, how they never really play off these things the same way that they are in the comics. You know, they very much make it for a movie going audience and make it make sense for them. Yeah. No. So your official predictions, you see a Skrull, but not that Avengers 4 will definitely be called Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. There we go. Some big predictions there. Excited.
I feel like we're missing a really obvious one.
Probably. one obvious one that neither of us went for, the death of Vision.
Because I don't think it's going to happen.
It's too obvious. Way too obvious. Yeah. I talk about Loki's death might be a bit obvious. Nowhere near as obvious as Vision.
What, you think Vision's gonna die?
No, because it's too obvious. Yeah, that's the swerve.
Okay, and Black Panther, T'Challa, like.
Oh, no way he dies. Yeah. Like, I'll bet everything I own on the fact that Black Panther and Spider-Man come out of this unscathed.
One of my predictions was that Okoye was gonna die. Making room for, if they do have thoughts, that Storm can come in.
But if the universe dies, then everyone's gonna die.
This is what I was saying earlier. When we predict character deaths, if Thanos wins,
yeah.
I'm not counting that as character deaths. Because if Thanos wins, I'm as confident of Thanos winning as I am of the Avengers then going back in time to reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
So that will reverse.
Doctor Strange can reverse whatever
happens. Yeah, and that's what we were saying earlier. Maybe that Ant-Man can take Strange into the microverse, or at least take the Time Stone into the microverse. And
so Thanos could kill everyone and then it get rewound.
Yeah.
And then they start again.
Well, that's what happens in the comics, basically.
Okay.
But it's Adam Warlock, isn't it, that takes him back?
Yeah.
So he's a goodie. Adam's a goodie.
He becomes a goodie, yeah. But we haven't, I don't think
we
have. We
haven't talked about Adam at all, actually.
We haven't got, because he's not going to be in Infinity War, in my opinion.
But I'm going to chuck a prediction in that Adam's going to be in Infinity War.
Adam Warlock's in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Jay just outright wins with a one prediction.
Yeah. See how accurate I am.
Okay,
Jay's... I just think, like, they've teased it and it's got to be brought
up. They teased it within the Guardians world.
Yeah, but. And in an after credit scene. So that, to me, means it's got to be brought up in a later film.
Yeah, Guardians 3.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Guardians.
I think it's got to be.
You're not on your own in this, Jade. A lot of people think Adam Warlock's going to make an appearance in this. I just don't. I think you would have heard some rumblings. The same way you have heard rumblings of Hela being in this.
Yeah.
And you've not heard anything. Like, even to the point where.
They'll just chuck it and shock everyone. Chuck it in.
Yeah, it'll be massive. And it would be following the comics and all the rest of it, but I just don't think. I just don't know. I just think it's too big of a leap. Like, that was a massive. That was probably bigger than anything that me and Matt have predicted. Yeah. So.
Whenever it happens, I win the whole game.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
But also, if it doesn't happen, you finish with minus 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
Don't be more than us.
Yeah, if you get yours so wrong,
we get all
you
can
be
minus
74, and I'll be minus 10.
Actually, no, because the highest...
Oh, yeah, I'd be minus
the lowest
3.
We can get is minus 10, because it's just minus 1 point for if you get it wrong. So if we get every one of our 10 predictions wrong, we get minus 10.
So if
10.
I just have my 1...
Then you just get that minus 10
I get
10
minus 1.
Up.
No, minus 1.
No, minus 10. Because you only had one guess, it's not fair.
Oh, okay.
So you get the lowest... So basically, if you get it wrong... You get the lowest that me and Matt can get. If you get it right, you get the highest that me and Matt can get.
Okay.
All right, cool.
So I could win, if I get it right, I could win with 10.
You
win
the whole thing.
Yeah, because like, you could have like 7.
If you get it wrong, you've lost straight away.
Okay.
All hinges on Adam Warlock for Jade.
Okay.
All right. Can I just say one of, very quickly before we finish up, because we've gone a long time, as we knew we would. One of my other predictions was going to be, and I still kind of feel this way, and I kind of want to throw it in as a bonus that one of the Guardians of the Galaxy die. And
Nebula?
No.
Gamora, I think.
Oh, no. I don't want that to happen.
Maybe Mantis.
Aww.
Mostly because
I don't want any of the Guardians to die.
We've not really seen her with the Guardians in any of the other scenes, other than that one where Thor meets them. And then we've not seen her. And I
Mantis think... could be a squirrel.
She could be a squirrel.
A squirrel. Because she might have been, like, playing along. I've forgotten Pete's dad's name.
Ego.
Yeah, so she's been playing along Ego. She's probably been playing along Thanos as well. And she's going to come out at the end like, yeah.
Maybe. Be interesting.
That's my second prediction.
Jay, do you want to quickly whip 10 together?
No, I'm okay. Just say soon.
Okay. I thought maybe... Or just in general, the reason I didn't put it on my list was because I couldn't decide which one. I was kind of going between Mantis, Gamora as well, even Drax to a point, because obviously Drax has got his revenge mission with Thanos. It wouldn't surprise me for Drax just to run at him and just get flattened, you know, and that would be a truly sad death. Like, how good would you be if Drax won?
Yeah.
And also, how much would that play as a major plot point in Guardians 3, that they've lost one of their core members?
Yeah.
And how, like... Can you imagine Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opening with Drax's funeral?
Yeah.
It feels.
And it's a good way for when they eventually get Warlock in, so it's not overcrowded.
Yep. So, you know, I kind of really want...
I reckon it'd be Rocket. Now we've gone through all of that, I reckon it'd be Rocket.
Nah, he's too marketable.
Yeah, you keep Rocket and Groot.
Like, yeah, Rocket and Groot sell toys massively. Yeah, they ain't going nowhere.
But I think it would be more heartbreaking for Rocket to go than Drax, because he's kind of like coming into himself.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Drax makes more sense because he's got the revenge mission with Thanos.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that'd be awful.
I know, but that's what they would. That's the emotion they'd want.
Yeah.
But I wasn't confident enough to pick a Guardians character in particular. Yeah. So I'm just gonna dodge that one. But I wouldn't be surprised if one of the Guardians go, and that's a major plot point for Volume 3. Right. Oh, knackered. But I am now even more excited for Wednesday night. Matt, you're seeing it Wednesday night now, aren't you?
Wednesday night
screening. There you go. So all three of us will be seeing it Wednesday, midnight.
And we're podcasting at 3 a.m.
We are doing a podcast at 3 now. I don't know, because I'm going to be so awake afterwards. I don't know. I doubt it. It might be interesting just to record some initial reactions.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just literally 20 minutes of, like, trying to... stay non-spoiler.
Yeah.
And then we'll, like, maybe... Because, of course, it's not in America till Thursday, is it? Am I right in saying?
I think exactly.
It's Thursday or Friday.
They brought them both to Wednesday.
Okay, right. Well, it's Thursday, but we're seeing it Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, then. Well, we'll look to do it on the weekend, the following weekend. Because a lot of people won't see it until the weekend anyway. So, once... We'll give the weekend for everyone to watch it. We might record a quick 20-minute reaction, maybe. But by the end of the weekend, you're looking at either Sunday or Monday, more than likely Monday, we will have out a full hour and a half, 2 hour, you know, blown mind episode of how amazing it was. Or how terrible it was. Who knows? How sad it was.
Yeah. Imagine it's just an hour of us hating on the movie.
Oh, that was shit. 10 years for this. Can you believe it? I'm gonna go watch Last Stand. It's better than this crap.
10 years and it's all just about Howard the Duck.
It was just a dream of Howard the Duck. Yes.
Like with little toys and Tony.
And then in the after credit scenes, just Kevin Feige giving us the finger going, yeah, I'm out, fuck
yeah. Got your money, oh, bitch. Dear. See ya.
So, that's Infinity War next week.
Is that someone's prediction?
No!
Right. Matt, take us away with some social medias quickly and we'll get the fuck out of it.
Alright, we've got Twitter at NerdingOut2. We've got Instagram at NerdingOut2. And Facebook, NerdingOut2, the podcast. So we'll get our scores up there, hopefully before Infinity War comes out, but not sure.
No worries if not.
It'll be shortly afterwards if not. And then, obviously, you'll be updated in a probably about a week with our Infinity War review.
Sweet. All right, well, thank you for listening. The thought I'm going to leave us on before we trail away into the sunset is James Cameron just watch and weep as those box office figures come in. Thank you for listening. Bye.
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 Music on.
His name is James Cameron, the bravest pioneer. No budget too steep, no sea too deep. Who's that? It's him, James Cameron.
Systems are normal. You guys hearing the song okay up there?
James Cameron, explorer of the sea.
Yes, James, we'd hear the song.
Descending to 1,000 feet. I don't see the bar yet. Looks like it must have sunk pretty low.
With a dying thirst to be the first. Could it be?
Yes, him, James Cameron.